remember. And should have you falling harder than a Sunday in September. Whether in Savannah, cause Kansas or in Atlanta, should walk in any room, have you raising up your antenna. She can fly you straight to the moon or to the ghetto. Wearing teeny shoes or in flats or in stilettos. Illuminating all that she touches on the sparrow. A modern day zone of her off, got me a pharaoh. Classy, sassy, put you in a razzle-dazzle. Her magnetic energy will have you coming home like Lassie. Singing ooh, shock it, break it, baby. Electro, Savista, funky.
Kansas City, Kansas. And that was Miss Janelle Monae, Kansas' own hometown girl. And I'm just going to dedicate this show today to my cousin who just passed on to the other side. And she's no longer miserable and suffering. So we're just going to play some Deep Theta, the neural beat, and .432 Hz. So let's just listen to this today. Refocus.
At the advice of the secretary, Eileen LaBelle. Eatman and LaBelle married in 1948, and over the following years, the couple became a major professional wrestling and boxing promoter in Southern California. By the early 1950s, the Eames, along with Hugh Nichols, Johnny Doyle, and Mike Hirsch, collectively known as the California Combine, dominated professional wrestling in Southern California, leading to a United States Department of Justice antitrust investigation in 1955 and 1956. On July 24, 1957, Lee Fez defeated Edouard Carpentier under controversial circumstances to win his NWA World Heavyweight Championship, the principal championship recognized by the National Wrestling Alliance. The decision was challenged by some members of the NWA, who continued to recognize Carpentier as the World Heavyweight Champion. In 1958, the Eaton created the North American Wrestling Alliance as a new vehicle for promoting professional wrestling in Los Angeles. Eaton at the time was still a member of the NWA and had not been in use since 1955. In October 1959, Eaton and LaBelle withdrew from the NWA, recognizing Edouard Carpentier as the inaugural World Heavyweight Champion, backdated to June 14, 1957, when Carpentier had originally won the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. The promotion was renamed Worldwide Wrestling Associates in 1961. The promotion ran events throughout Southern California with the Grand Olympic Auditorium and space. Bookers included Jules Strongbow, Freddie Blassie, Mr. Moto, and Corey Guerrero. The promotion developed a working relationship with the Japan Wrestling Association and New Japan Pro Wrestling, resulting in big talent exchanges. I believe Eaton introduced a system of paying wrestlers a proportion of the gate rather than a guaranteed fee, boosting profits and encouraging wrestlers to help promote the event. The promotion also pioneered the use of closed-circuit television to show matches to fans who were unable to secure tickets for live events. An early precursor to the pay-per-view model had emerged in the 1980s. In 1963, WWF World Heavyweight Champion Barry faced Freddie Blassie in a bout that Wright was expected to lose. Instead, Wright headbutted Blassie, saving him, and then legitimately pinned him. Wright was subsequently stripped of the championship, which was then awarded to Edouard Carpentier. He died on January 1966, with Eileen's son from a previous marriage, Mike LaBelle, taking over on behalf of his mother, who was then a major figure in Boston. On August 18, 1968, LaBelle rejoined the NWA, renaming the promotion NWA Hollywood Wrestling. The WWA World Heavyweight Championship was abandoned, and the promotion began recognizing NWA World Heavyweight Championship once more. In August 1971, the promotion set a national field record for an event headed by a boat between Craig Blassie and John Soros that sold over $140,000 worth of tickets. Notable wrestlers included Chris Adams, Buddy Austin, Freddie Blassie, Lord James Blears, Dino Bravo, Edouard Carpentier, The Destroyer, Rick Drafton, Terry Funk, Billy Graham, Chavo Guerrero Sr., Jim LaBelle, Don Leo Jonathan, Bill Mascara, Ray Mendoza, Pedro Morales, Mr. Moto, Roddy Piper, Victor Rivera, The Sheik, Dennis Stamp, Lou Fez, John Tolos, Dale Valentine, and Bearcat Light. The NWA American Heavyweight Championship was the top singles championship in the NWA's Los Angeles territory, known officially as the NWA Hollywood Wrestling. From 1968 until the promotion closed in 1982, the title was first established in 1967 as a secondary championship in the NWA Hollywood's predecessor, Worldwide Wrestling Associates. Although the name of the title implies it was defended throughout North, Central, and South America, it was rarely defended outside Southern California. As a result, the title was essentially a regional title rather than a national one. A number of NWA-affiliated promoters at various points over over the years has used their own regional versions or variations of the national championship for purpose of giving crowds the idea that the company was larger than it actually was, or that the company was the biggest or most successful within the ranks of the National Wrestling Alliance. The NWA beat the television championship with a secondary title defended in Johnny Doyle's NWA Los Angeles from 1951 to 1959. The title was defended in the same area during the 1960s under promoters Gene and Mike LaBelle. The WWA International Television Tag Team Championship was a tag team title and the Worldwide Wrestling Associate from the title formation in 1954 until 1964, where it was replaced with the WWA World Tag Team Championship. The NWA America's Tag Team Championship was a tag team title in NWA Hollywood. The championship began as the WWA World Tag Team Championship for Worldwide Wrestling Associates in 1964. However, when WWA became an NWA affiliate on October 1st, 1968, its name was changed to NWA Hollywood Wrestling, and the title was renamed as NWA America's Tag Team Championship in January 1969. The title served as the top tag team championship in the promotion until 1979, when it was relegated to serve as a secondary tag team title, since the company created its own regional version of the NWA World Tag Team Championship. The championship lasted until the promotion closed on December 26, 1982. The Los Angeles version of the NWA World Tag Team Championship was the main tag team title of the North America Wrestling Alliance. The championship was the first of at least 17 championships to use that name between 1949 and 1992, as the NWA Board of Directors allowed each territory to create its own version of the NWA World Tag Team Championship if so desired. In 1957, there were at least 13 different versions of the NWA World Tag Team Championship recognized in the United States. The first version of the Los Angeles NWA World Tag Team Championship was created in 1949, less than a year after the NWA itself was founded. At the time, tag team wrestling was popular on the West Coast, leading to the local NWA promoters, Hugh Nickers and Johnny Doyle, creating the first ever NWA World Tag Team Championship when on July 14, 1949, they announced the Dusick family as the first champions. The NWA Board of Directors dictated that all NWA territories recognize only one NWA Heavyweight Championship, but allow each territory to grow its own World Tag Team Championship, making each championship a regional championship despite the name. The Los Angeles Territory promoted the NWA World Tag Team Championship for 11 years, with Ben and Mike Sharp being the last champions of the era. The Dusicks were the only team to hold the championship twice in that period of time. The longest reign of the first era belonged to Guy Brunetti and Joe Tanguera, who held the championship for at least 277 days. After the Los Angeles version was abandoned, the local promoters recognized the San Francisco version in subsequent years. By the 1970s, the San Francisco territory was taken over by Mike and Gene LaBelle, NWA Hollywood Wrestling. In June 1970, the Twin Devils were billed as the NWA World Tag Team Champions. Records not clear about how the Twin Devils became the champions, since no records of the tournament had ever been found. It's possible they are simply the Northern Championship, because the Devils decided to reintroduce the NWA World Tag Team Championship. Los Brazos were the last holder of the championship at NWA Hollywood Wrestling Post in December 1982. From that point on, the NWA Mid-Atlantic version was the only active NWA World Tag Team Championship left. NWA Hollywood Wrestling continued to operate until folding on December 26, 1982. In March 1983, the World Wrestling Federation began promoting shows in its former territory. Thank you. of the United Society of Amateur Magicians. Tonight, I am very happy to announce that our worthy president, Mr. Richard Imbler, has acquired the services of all the world's truly great magicians. Ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome that master of prestidigitation, pleasure domain, and illusion, Professor Houdini of the Popfire. Thank you very much. And I don't